Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you and I were led by the Holy Spirit 100% of the time, we'd never make a mistake. Do you realize that? You'd never mess up. You'd never make a bad investment. You'd never cause problems in your family if you were led by the Spirit all the time. Obviously, people are not. But we can sure grow and improve. Now, in Romans 8, are you still there? Romans 8 and 27. A person has a mind. Is that right? And it, an impersonal, inanimate object, does not have a mind. That seat does not have a mind. That piano does not have a mind. That speaker does not have a mind. But a person has a mind. Does the Holy Spirit have a mind?
Yes.
It says so right here. Romans 8, 27. And he, everybody say he.
He
that searches the hearts knows what is the what? The mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Say it out loud again. The mind, the mind of the Spirit. Now, in Romans 8, 14 said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. 16 said, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, this huge as to how he leads us. You are a spirit. You have a mind. You live in a body. You're not a mind. A mind is something you have. People who don't know God and don't know the Bible, they portray us as mind and body. And sometimes they look on the brain with such reverence, say, look what this couple of pounds of flesh, all the amazing things it has produced. It's produced airplanes and rocket ships and submarines. No, it has not. No, it's flesh. And it is a marvel. Don't you misunderstand me. But a brain is simply the physical organ that your mind functions through. Brain is not a mind. In fact, if your brain was surgically removed, you wouldn't lose your mind. You'd still be you. You'd still have your mind, all your knowledge, all your memories, everything. You just would not be able to express it through the body to the outward realm. That's why a lot of times people that have had strokes and have had accidents and brains been damaged, they didn't lose their mind. They know everything. They can't get it out.
Yeah.
Can't express it. And when your body dies and the brain decomposes in the ground, you're not even going to be there. If you're saved, you're going to be in heaven and your mind's going to be with you. I know sometimes in school, studying for certain things, you know, they tell us, you know, we got X amount of brain cells and that we don't use most of them. But sometimes you felt like I've got something in every cell that I'm trying to learn and remember. Anybody ever felt like that? You know, when you're trying to cram and study for exams and all that kind of stuff. But that is incorrect. There is no limit to what your mind can learn or understand or know or remember. Your mind's not your brain. Your mind is unlimited. We're going to learn with our mind from God throughout eternity. Amen? But you have a mind. I have a mind. Well, what do we do with our mind? We think. We have thoughts. Does the Holy Spirit have thoughts?
Yes.
Does he have a mind? We just got through reading it. He has a mind. But now here's the thing. You know, it talks about the communion of the Holy Spirit, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Well, He's a person. How do I fellowship with the Holy Spirit? Well, how do you fellowship with other persons? How could you and I fellowship? How do you fellowship with your spouse or your friend or your brother? Well, you have to be in their presence some way or another, either personally or by phone or, you know, some kind of telecommunications or something. You have to be aware of their presence. That's what we just got through talking about. You got to be aware they're there. You're not going to try to talk to them or listen to them if you don't even believe they're there. Got to believe they're there. But then communion literally means sharing. A sharing in common. And so when you and I commune, we share. Having a meal together is a perfect illustration. Because we sit down at the same table and you and I both eat from what's on the table, so we're eating the same thing, right? You pass the potatoes around and we put some on your plate and we dip some out of the same bowl and we put it on my plate, and so you're eating potatoes and I'm eating potatoes, and then we both got potatoes in us. Right? Because we shared potatoes. But oftentimes, I mean, it's rare that while we're sharing potatoes, we're also sharing words. Right? We're talking about a topic, a subject. And see, words are important, but words mean nothing unless they convey a thought. You might want to write this down too. When it comes to people, this will help you tremendously. When it comes to people, you haven't communicated until someone understands. Let me go over that slowly. I said, when it comes to talking to people, you haven't communicated until someone understands. Well, I told them exactly what I wanted. Yeah, but what did they hear? What did they understand? I don't care how clear it was to you. If they didn't understand what you were thinking, you haven't communicated. Amen. Yeah, but I told them, did you? And the more you learn how to be led by the Spirit, you'll know on the inside when people didn't understand what you said. Now see, that's my job, so I know a little something more about that. But I've been exercising at this for decades now. And I started one-on-one. And I had to learn that just because I told somebody something doesn't mean they got it. And just because I talked for an hour didn't mean they received anything. But the Holy Spirit knows if somebody's understanding, if they're receiving, or if they're not. And if you grow more aware of Him, then you'll know too. I said, you'll know too. And you'll know, I said it the wrong way. Let me say it like this. Let me use this word. Let me use this example. And so there is a limitation on all of our understanding, all of our vocabulary. There are limitations. But what if, now you might not, Rick might not like this at all, but what if we could take my mind out of my brain and put it in his brain with his mind? Somebody said it wouldn't fit. I didn't say brain. We're not putting two brains. Minds would fit. The Holy Spirit is in you, isn't He?
Yeah.
You didn't expand when He got in. Now, if you did, it was because of your diet, not because of Him. That's why I gained all that weight after I got filled with the Holy Ghost. No. Spirit, two spirits can occupy the same space. I know it's interesting, but it's a fact. And if my mind was in Rick's brain with his mind, words would be unnecessary. Huh? Spoken words would be unnecessary. Wrangling and talking for an hour trying to explain something? Unnecessary. If I thought it and my thoughts in his mind too, he knows what I thought. He could pick up a thought from my mind. Faster than the speed of light. I could communicate whole realms of things to him in split seconds. This is the level of communication that's available to you and I by the Holy Spirit inside us, because he is in our spirit and his mind has access to our mind and vice versa. And things can come up from our spirit, from his mind, and illuminate our mind and us just know things. Are you getting this, friends? Oh, this is wonderful. How did you know? You didn't learn it. You didn't reason it out. You didn't figure it out. How'd you know? You just knew it. It came from him. I wrote it down like this one time. Let's see if I can find this phrase. The immediate learning or knowing of something without the conscious use of reason. Instantaneous apprehension. The Bible talks about that there's coming a time real soon until knowledge is going to pass away, right? In the sense that we know it. We're going to live like this as a corporate family in heaven. I guess we'll just be knowing all kind of things all over heaven, because we're all linked together with the Father God. And we're not there yet, but we can taste of the powers of the world to come now. We have been given the first fruits or the earnest of our inheritance, which is a measure to enjoy right now of the fullness we're going to get later on. 1 John 2:20 says, you have an unction. You have an anointing of the Holy One and you know all things. Does that mean you're omniscient? No, you're not. But the omniscient, all-knowing one is inside you. And you can get all kind of things that you can pick up from him. And know it. If. Everybody say if. If you know where to look. If you know how to listen. If you're aware of him. This is not audible speech. That's why I went through all this. You understand, this is not trying to hear an audible voice, because people get into this. They're trying to see something with their eyes. They're trying to hear audible. Holy Ghost, show me what to do. And they're waiting to hear something audibly. He's a spirit. Right? He's not a mind. He has a mind. But he's a spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Person of the Spirit, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R928. That's R928, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.